laser-focused on the future of light-based technologies, this is Following the Photons, a photonics podcast. I'm your host, Justine Murphy, an editor with Laser Focus World and multimedia director of Endeavor Business Media's Digital Infrastructure Group. Through interviews and discussions with researchers, company executives, students, educators, and other experts, we share diverse and unique perspectives on the issues, technologies, and trends shaping the photonics community. Follow me on this journey into the realm of one of the most exciting industries in the world.
Well, I am here today with Brian O'Connor, the Vice President of Growth and Strategy for Aerotech. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. We are here on the second day of Photonics West. How's it going so far? It was so busy yesterday. I honestly didn't expect to see that many people on the first day.
It was a crazy first day.
Was it?
We had an excellent first day. A lot of interest in our products that we're demoing and a lot of good customer interaction. So
nice.
Really good first day.
Yeah, nice. Well, what do you expect for the rest of the show?
We have high expectations. Hopefully the same.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It's always day one and two are really busy for us and hoping for another great turnout today.
Oh, that's great. How does this, just out of curiosity, and I always wonder this, how does it compare to, honestly, the last few years with, you know, lower attendance because of the pandemic and all that kind of stuff? Is it amping up again, maybe?
Last year was a really good show. This year, we're on pace to have even a better show.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of good buzz. We're hearing a lot of good things in industry. A lot of things were, you know, 2024, 2025, like the post-COVID time was kind of a slowdown. And you know, now we're starting to see a lot of momentum in a lot of different industries, which is great.
Oh, good. Well, what industries do you span? For someone who's not familiar.
We span a ton of different industries, and that's intentional. So we service semiconductor, optics and photonics, laser processing, medical device manufacturing, aerospace and defense. So data storage, a lot of different industries that require precision motion and automation.
Right. Perfect. That's perfect for you guys. Well, why don't you tell me a little bit more about Aerotech?
Yeah. So look, we've been designing and manufacturing precision motion control and automation equipment for 55 years.
Wow.
Started with component level solutions ranging from little optical mounts to stages and motors, controllers and drives. And we do a lot of customization, custom motion systems. And more recently, I've gotten into turnkey automation systems. So
oh, wow.
Kind of spanning the full spectrum of component level solutions up to full turnkey machines. And really, our niche is in the precision industries. So, you know, automation is a huge industry. People come to Aerotech to solve really hard automation challenges that need the precision and need the high throughput.
Right, exactly. Well, from your perspective here, day in and day out, how has Aerotech been impacted by the massive global investments in data center technologies? Things are changing fast.
Things are changing, right? We're in this new era, and really we've supplied equipment to the semiconductor industry and the photonics industry for years in test and metrology and manufacturing. Our alignment solutions and motion equipment have been used in fiber optics and fiber applications since the early 2000s in the telecom days.
Oh, wow.
And more recently with silicon photonics being a very hot topic, providing applications into datacom. And really the datacom industry is at an inflection point right now with AI and high performance computing. Everybody wants more data, they want things faster. And we're really at this critical inflection point, and the demands of higher bandwidth, lower power consumption, that's really what's needed. And really the bandwidth that's needed, it's going to soon outpace what's available with existing technologies. And co-package optics is really the solution that the industry is looking at, but it comes with a lot of new challenges with huge number of I/O counts per device. But this CPO market really introduces test and manufacturing challenges that really need high speed, multi-degree of freedom, active alignment solutions that Aerotech offers.
Yeah. And so how, if you could expand on that a little bit, how are you guys facing those challenges, overcoming them?
Yeah. So we've recently formed a partnership with Santech and Senko.
Oh.
And launched at this show our new PicAlign architecture. And that integrates Santech's optical instrumentation, which includes light sources and power meters, and Senko's connector technologies, which really help us enable this rapid active alignment that's needed. These active alignment steps are really some of the most significant bottlenecks in CPO test and manufacturing. And really by combining our expertise in motion and our partners' expertise in the industry, we've developed and continue to build on this purpose-built solution that addresses some of these challenges. And really the goal is more cost-effective, faster production to meet the needs of the industry.
Okay, well, so what is different about the PicAlign compared to existing active alignment solutions that are currently in the market?
Yeah, so the PicAlign architecture really introduces a few new concepts, which are patent pending. The first one is the simultaneous multi-channel signal monitoring. So we use Santec's optical instrumentation and tightly integrate that with our motion to do these multiple power measurements simultaneously. And as a result, we can create this very dense data set that characterizes the search space and allows us to find the optimal alignment very quickly. In addition, we have some purpose-built multi-channel alignment algorithms that really can do this multi-degree of freedom search routine very fast. And in theory, it's scalable to an infinite number of degrees of freedom, both physical motion axes as well as optical degrees of freedom, like polarization, that's sometimes key in some of these devices. And then really the third thing is a user-defined, what we're calling a custom objective function. So a customer can come in for their specific device and tailor how the algorithm works and what it's aligning to. So for example, there might be certain channels on a multi-channel array that are more important. Maybe they're the power channels. We want to put more emphasis, or the customer might want to put more emphasis on getting a better alignment on those channels than some of the other channels. So they can tailor that, or they can set minimum thresholds for alignment to ensure quality assurance across millions of devices, right? So it really, the key thing is it's user defined and it's extendable to an infinite degrees of freedom.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to ask this question too. If you had a crystal ball in front of you, and this being so obviously entrenched in the sector of the industry, what would you see for the next, you know, I don't know, 5-10 years? Because things are, like you said, advancing so fast.
Yeah, it's, you know, the common thread through all of this that we've seen in the past, and I think we continue to expect to see in the future, is shrinking devices, higher precision needs, and scaling manufacturing, and automation is really at the key of enabling all of that.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, so what do you envision AeroTech's position in that?
Well, we're in automation and we're in precision. So as I started out, we've had a history of helping people solve these complex challenges. So really what our job is to work with industry partners like Senko and Santec and other customers to really understand their needs and align our roadmap to their future needs, right? And continually to try to push. So really, when it comes down to it, our core purpose as a company is really to help our employees and our customers to really build a better future. And that's in medical devices, that's in photonics, that's enabling applications like AI and semiconductor. So it's really exciting, kind of staying on that bleeding edge.
Absolutely. Well, if you could summarize AeroTech for someone who might be looking for components like this and they're, you know, shopping around, so to speak, if you could summarize AeroTech to attract them, what would you say?
I would say if you're looking for somebody that's going to help you succeed in automation, That's really a big part of our ethos, to help our customers, to partner with them, to consult with them, and really scale with them. So part of what I mentioned about offering this full solution is some customers just want to buy motors and drives and build their own equipment. Some customers want a full turnkey solution. Some customers want to change that over time. Like a startup company might come to us and want a full turnkey solution because they don't have the resources. But as they grow and build, they scale back and just want to buy components from us. And we're completely okay with that. That's why we offer that full spectrum.
Nice. And you must see a lot of that. I mean, I've seen a lot of startups just in the way I handle the industry.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's great. Yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Brian, again, for talking to me. I hope the rest of the show goes well.
Thank you. It's been great. I appreciate it.
That does it for this edition of Following the Photons. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast feed to keep up with what's happening around the industry and to listen to new and archived episodes. and follow us on social media too. Until next time, keep following the photons. Following the Photons is produced by Endeavor Business Media, a division of Endeavor B2B.